Erev Rosh Hashanah is really a time to think about the past. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the last day of the year, belongs to the old year, and today when one can rectify everything that went and happened in the past year. But I think it's more important to set our sights on Rosh Hashanah and to know why we blow 100 tkiyos, what we have to learn from the tkiyos. Try to use the Rosh Hashanah the right way. Everybody knows the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's a remez in Shofar, Uru Yesheinim Mishinaschem, Yedomim Tiedemaschem. But the Rambam says more than just Uru Yesheinim Mishinaschem. The Rambam says Chazru B'tshuva. The Shofar is telling us to wake up and to leave Havlei Azman, and to leave all the Dvarim Shel Hevel V'Rik that we are oisikin, and do tshuva uscher ber'achem. And the Indian of Rosh Hashanah is to make you remember who created you. Looking at this Rambam and seeing these words in Rambam, Chazru b'tshuva uscher ber'achem, I understood that the Rambam is telling us what the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah is. The Aveda of Rosh Hashanah is the day when the Merishain was created. And on that day, a person has the ability to remember who created him. Uscher Berachem, remember who created you. And I stood and looked at this Rambam, and I didn't understand what the Rambam wants. We will wake up any Yid, Shema Torah Mitzvahs, even those that are far from Shema Torah Mitzvahs, as long as he has a little bit of emunah. I will wake him up and ask him, who created you? And every single person will answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. And if that's what every single person will answer, how can the Rambam say that the mitzvah of Shofar and the tachlis of Shofar is to remember Uschar Barachem, remember who created you? That's not what we have to be reminded. Is the Rambam talking about those that are so far from Yiddishkeit, they don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't listen to Shofar, they don't hear Shofar? The Rambam is talking to us simple people. And what does the Rambam mean? That Shofar means Uscher Berachem. And looking at this Rambam, trying to understand what he means, I think let us try to understand why we blow 100 keilis. What is the minik to blow 100 keilis on Rosh Hashanah? It's only a minik Yisrael. The Rishonim have a Yerushalmi, which we don't have, that we blow 100 keilis because of the 100 piyos that Ima, the Sistra, they bring such a Yerushalmi, the Aruch brings such a Yerushalmi. So the minik is a minik kadmin to make 100 keilis. But still we have to understand why 100 keilis. The Arizal, in Kisvei Arizal, says that 100 keilis has in it 900 keiches, because we know from Shulchan Aruch that a shvarim, a trua, and a tkia, each one is composed of 9 keiches kolshu, 9 through maiten, or better said, 9 nishimais. 9 nishimais, 9 through maiten, 9 keiches kolshu, the shainas that are brought in the Shulchan Aruch and in Peskim, each one has 9 keiches. And the Arizal tells us that the 100 keilis have 900 trumaiten, and it tells us the seders of the shemais that Amarim is in the mispar of 900. Seeing the peskim that bring this Arizal, I was started to think maybe there's more to it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chaining me a matana niflaa. And a Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't give a person a matana to keep it for himself, because a person is not zeiche for such a matana, only to talk to others and only to part the matana with Klal Yisrael. The Mechaber Paskins in Deya Rishena, And that is the way we are noyik. That since we have a sofik, how long what a shvarim is, if it's a shvarim, a trua, or a shvarim trua, and in the tashrat that we make, tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, the shvarim has 9 kolis, and the trua has 9, which makes it 18, so the tkiya of tashrat should not be 9 kolis, the tkiya of tashrat should be 18 kolis. That is where the Mechaber brings in the Rishena. That is the first day that the Mechaber brings. If so, then there are not 900 Trumaiten. Then if so, when we take 10 Tashrats, we have 10 Tashrats in the 100 Kailis, which is 20 Tkiyas. For every Tkiyah, we have to add 9 more Kailis. So we're adding 180 Kailis, we have 1,080 Kailis. Kailis. So instead of the 900 which is said in Kisvei Ari, we have another mispar. We have a mispar of 1,080 keiches kosho, 1,080 trumaiten, 1,080 nishimais. Dvarim nifloim b'yese, the Rabbeinu Bechayim Parshas Kedoshim says, how many nishimais does a person exhale and inhale in an hour? 1,080 nishimais, a person inhales and exhales in an hour. And Rabbeinu Bechayah goes on to say, David HaMelech finishes Tillim, and David HaMelech ends off Tillim 150 Zmiras and Tishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The climax of Tillim is Kol HaNishama Tahalel Ka Aleluka. Chazal Darshan Al Kol Nishima V'Nishima. On every breath you should give Halel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means on 1,080 breaths I have to give Halel on every one to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is 1,080 breaths? Rabbeinu Bechayah tells us that the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, we have the ability to put it together in 1,080 tzirufim. We don't know how. The Shlach Kodesh, the Reshes Chochma, others talk about how a Pikabolah we can take the Shem Yudkei Vavkei and put it together in 1,080 tzirufim. But what is the meaning of the Rabbeinu Bechayah? For every breath that a person breathes, he has a Shem Avaya that causes him to breathe. There is a Shem Avaya for every breath. For every breath that a person breathes in an hour, there is a different Shem Avaya which gives him the ability to breathe. There is a different Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is Mahava, his existence, and his Karach to breathe. And that is the 1,080 breaths that a person breathes in an hour, and that is Kol HaNeshama Tahalel Ka HaKadoshima Neshima. How nifla and hafla it is that we blow 1,080 nishimas in the 100 keiles of Rosh Hashanah. Which means, in other words, that what is Rosh Hashanah there? Not zchei berachem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you. That is nothing that every person realizes, that he was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we all realize and we all think that I breathe now because I breathed yesterday. And I breathe now because I breathed an hour ago, and I breathed a week ago. Nobody is under the clear understanding, and nobody lives that he breathes now, because now, on this moment that I inhale and exhale, there is an HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is giving me the power to inhale and exhale. Nobody lives like that. Because as the Reshes Chochma says, if we would live like that, then no way would we be able to do anything against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin. Because if a person would live with a clear vision and Akara, that every breath that he takes, if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would not exist. He only breathes, he inhales, exhales, because there is a Shem Havayah that is giving him the possibility to do it at that moment. And if not, he would not exist. And he would not be able to do anything against the Ratzon of Hashem, because he would know clearly that his whole being is only due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he would be meshuvet completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Zchei Berachem that the Rambam is talking about. That is the Zchei Berachem in the present form of every second of the minutes and second and minute of the day. To remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mahavi you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being the one, is the one who is giving you the Koyach to exist. That is what the person has to remember, and that is what Shofar is there for. A shofar is there for that reason. Shofar is there to give you that there are 1,080 nishimas for everyone. There is a nishima of shofar to wake you up to that akara, that every nishima of yours belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the meaning of Tzchere Barachem in the Rambam, and that is the meaning of the 100 Kelos, because it has in it 1,080 nishimas. Let us go and try to explain more the 100 Kelos, and try to explain more what the 100 Kelos tell us. The day of Rosh Hashanah, when we blow Shofar, according to what the Sof Emes gives us to understand, Shofar is the time when Vayipach Va'apav Nishmas Chaim. In Tchilas Abriya, Rebbeinu Shalom created the Adam, Ofer Min Adama. Rebbeinu Shalom created the person out of Adama. Vayipach Va'apav Nishmas Chaim, Vayihiyo Adam Lenefesh Chaya. That is the creation of the person. Every Rosh Hashanah there is a Vayipach Va'apav Nishmas Chaim. When is that Vayipach Va'apav Nishmas Chaim come about? That Vayipach Va'apav Nishmas Chaim comes about the Shas when we go below Shofar. What does this pasuk tell us? This pasuk tells us there is a Shutfis in the Guf. The Guf has two Chalakim to it. There is Vayitzer Elohim is Adam Ofer Min Adama. There is the Chelik Achaymer from the person. There is the Chelik Aguf from the person. And then there is the Chelik Anshama from the person. Vayipach Va'apav Nishmas Chaim. And the Aveda of the person is to make from these two a whole being, Vayihi Adam Lenefesh Chaya, to connect these two, in a way that these two work together, that these two are not a stira one to another, they're not at war one to another, but they coexist. How do they coexist? They can't coexist that the neshama submits to the guf. They coexist because the neshama is in control and the guf is mishamish the neshama. That is the only way these two can coexist. And that is the aveda of a person in this world. To make that coexistence of a yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, to live as the Shari Tshuva, the Rabbi Yoina says in the beginning of Shar Beis, to live chayei ha-nefesh v'loi chayei ha-guf, that's the lashon of Rabbi Yoina, to live a life of nefesh and not to live a life of guf, and to take the guf and connect it to the neshama, that these two should live together. The pasuk says, mi kachocham yodeya pesher dover. Who is like the chacham who knows to make a pshara? What is the pshara that we have to make? Where do we have to use chachma to make a pshara? You know what the chachma has to be? The chachma has to be to make a pshara between the guf and the neshama, to make them live together. For that, one needs a lot of chachma. One needs a lot of chachma. Mi kechacham yedeya pesher dover. The words pesher dover are exactly begematria yeshutif. Because what is our aveda on this world? Our aveda on this world is to be the right shutfis, to make a right shutfis in a business. The guf and the neshama should work together. That is the only way we can make business and bring revach if the guf and the neshama work together. Just like in a business, if two shutfim work at opposites and one does the opposite of the others, the business cannot exist. One destroys the other. So too, in the world of guf and neshama, we must work together. And the boss in the business is the neshama. And the guf does the work that the neshama tells him to do. Then the shutvis works. And that is the pashar dover that's the gematria shutif, that the chacham uses. The Gemara says in Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara talks about kiyas shofar al Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, shofar is not a malacha. Kiyas shofar, chachma ve'eina malacha. Mika chacham yodeya pesher dover. The tachlis of shofar is, the chachma of shofar is to give you the yediya how to make a pshara between the neshama and the guf, how to live coexistent the neshama with the guf. One needs three things one needs in order to make the neshama coexist with the guf, and that the guf should submit itself to neshama. First thing is what we just said, a lot of chachma. The person has to know how to work
person needs a lot of chachma, that the neshama should be in control and the guf should be only what the neshama wants. There are two other things that a person needs. A person needs emunah. He needs a lot of emunah. Without emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without emunah in Sechar Va'enish, without emunah in Olam Haba, without emunah in all these things, a person cannot overcome the taivas of the guf. He can only listen to the guf. If he has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he listens, he sees clearly, and he believes the mitzvahs that there is a Bara Olam. He believes that on everything he does, he will give Sechar Va'enish. He believes that the neshama is nitzchi and the guf is Eimed Lamus, and the guf is only something that's only for a time while. Then he can overcome and make a good shutvis. We blow shofar. Shofar is the mitzvah that the poskim don't understand. Is the mitzvah the tkiya or is the mitzvah the shmiya? And the Rishonim, the Rambam, I think, is the first to say it in the Tshuvas, in the Igres, that we make a beracha l'shmaya kol shofar, so that means that the mitzvah is shmiya. But the mitzvah is shmiya, as the Daven HaNezer says, it has to be shmiya from a bar chiyuva. There has to be a tkiya. If not, we don't need to a tkiya. So the mitzvah is shmiya that comes from a tkiya. But the Baal Tkiya also has to hear, because the mitzvah is shmiya. The Heilige Divrei Chaim tells us something that is very pertinent bizmaneinu. In the American language, there is a saying, seeing is believing. The Divrei Chaim says, seeing is believing is a precursus. But that means no emunah. That means I have to see everything. And if I don't see it, I don't believe it. And seeing is believing is not Yiddishkeit. It's the epoch of Yiddishkeit. So chush ariya has nothing to do with emunah. Which chush is emunah, says the Divrei Chaim? Chush ashmiya is emunah. I don't see. I'm only a mekabel. I'm only a shemeya. And therefore, shmiya is emunah. The mitzvah of shofar is b'shmiya. For what reason? Because the mitzvah of shofar is here to bring a person emunah. The mitzvah of shofar is here to bring a person emunah b'Hashem, to bring a person to be a mamin. That's what the mitzvah of shofar is here. To wake him up, uzchar b'rachem, to remember that there is a Bara Olam for who you will give it a b'cheshbon, a Bara Olam who gives you the power to breathe, a Bara Olam who you're living a life of neshama, kaila neshama ta'alelka. That's what shofar is, emunah. The third thing that I need to make the pshara between chaya haguf and chaya nefesh is Torah. Without Torah, without limud haTorah, without the mitzvahs of Torah, it's impossible for a person to make that shutvis happen. Because if not, the guf is in control. The only thing that can control the guf, the only thing that can take the guf and control it, the chushay haguf, is only Torah, and the ikir not limud haTorah, but the ikir Torah shabal peh, the koyach of Torah shabal peh, that is what controls the guf. And as we know, that the main inyan of shofar is to remember the shofar of Matan Torah, the kol gadol v'lo yosef. Shofar is here to remember Matan Torah. So shofar has in it three things. Chachma. Shofar has in it to give us the chachma that we need to do the pshara, to be the chacham yedei apesha dava. Shofar has in it emunah. Shofar has in it Torah. Torah is v'gematria 611. Emunah is v'gematria 102. Together they have a gematria 713, which is agav begematria tshuva. We have to add to that chachma. Chachma is begematria 73, is begematria shutis. If we have shofar that gives us these three things, it gives us chachma, emunah, and teyah, then we can become the shutis that we have to become. Then we can take the guf and the neshama and make them coexist. And that's what shofar is here. Not to go after chayei ha'hevel, like the Rambam says. Not to go after chayei ha'hevel v'arik asher lo yoyil, that doesn't help a person anything in the laws of the Rambam. But to live chayei ha'nefesh, that is what shofar is here. I, we have a guf, and how do we live with a guf, chayei ha'nefesh? So shofar gives us chachma, emunah, and teyah, to be able to coexist the two. That is what shofar is here for, to make us do that shutfis. How nifla, we blow 2 days shofar. Shofar plus 200, which is the 200 keles, is the gematria shutif. Because that is what shofar has to do. The 200 keles from the shofar give us the possibility to be the shutfis that we have to make. And that's what we have to be mizvenein. We all know that we failed in our shutfis the past year. Nobody has to be told, and nobody has to be told musa, because nobody has the right on Erev Rosh Hashanah to be mekatrik on Klal Yisrael and talk about chatoim. Tzadikim never spoke about chatoim. Alt kidei kach, nobody knows, but the minig in Klal Yisrael was that when the chacham was derish before tkiyos, he stood with his face to the Aron Kodesh and not to the tzibur, because he wasn't talking to the tzibur, because before tkiyos shofar, nobody talks to the tzibur and is ma'orer to the tzibur chatoim and aveinos, because that is the wrong time to be mekatrik. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we're standing al saf yom adin, to go and tell why we failed, how we failed, that's Levi Yedei Amores Nafshei. Everybody knows how he failed, and everybody knows in what areas he failed, and in what areas the business was destroyed, and what areas the shutfis did not exist, and what areas the shutfis was bottled, and where we instead of subjugating the guf to the neshama, we subjugated the neshama to the guf. But that is not Negeya now. Now starts Rosh Hashanah. Now starts a new year. A new year which is impossible for a person to prepare for. In the times of Kiddush HaChodesh, nobody knew when Rosh Hashanah is. Nobody knew when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. Nobody knew if Rosh Hashanah is today or tomorrow. When are the Eidim going to come? So Rabbi Levi Ha'eger says, what does that mean? We can't prepare for Rosh Hashanah. You don't prepare for something you don't know when it is. Because Rosh Hashanah is not preparation. Rosh Hashanah is new. Rosh Hashanah is chatshis. Rosh Hashanah has nothing to do with the past. Rosh Hashanah, we forget about the past. We don't say Al-Chet Rosh Hashanah. We don't say Vidri Rosh Hashanah. That's what says you make tshuva after we start new. Tshuva starts after we start a new life. Tshuva doesn't, we can't start a new life with tshuva. You'll never get anywhere. Tshuva starts after you get on the right path. After you start a new life. Then one could start thinking, Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. Then one could start thinking about Chatoim. But first Rosh Hashanah is a new start, a new path, a different path. It's Chatshus. And what do we have to renew? We have to renew the Shtar. We have a Shtar of Shutfis. We have a Shtar of Shutfis between the Guf and the Neshama. And we have to renew that Shtar of Shutfis. That shutfis that was bottled, that shutfis that doesn't exist anymore, we have to renew that star ashutfis. And here the Kaila Shefer that's telling us to leave the Chayei Hevel, to leave the Chayei Hevel of this world. And that is something that has nothing to do with doing Averis. The Rambam is not talking about doing Averis. The Rambam is not talking about people that transgress mitzvahs and do don't. That shutfis that doesn't exist anymore, we have to renew that star ashutfis. And here the Kaila Shefer that's telling us to leave the Chayei Hevel, to leave the Chayei Hevel of this world. And that is something that has nothing to do with doing Averis. The Rambam is not talking about doing Averis. The Rambam is not talking about people that transgress mitzvahs and don't do mitzvahs and do Averis. The Rambam is talking about going after the Chayei Hevel of this world, being engrossed in the Chayei Hevel. The truth is, I'm not saying the right thing, because it is a transgression to go after Chayei Hevel. There's a mitzvah we say twice a day, and that mitzvah, it says in the Chinuch, is one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiyos. Which mitzvah? V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol ma'idecha. And the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Tov Yud Ches, I'm not asking anybody to believe me. I'm asking everybody to open the Chinuch and learn the Chinuch inside, not with himself, but with everybody in his household, to see what the Mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem is. And I'm not saying this as a joke and not to bring laughter, but we live in a terrible world. We live in a world that Ahavas Hashem is limited to declaring either in song or in bumper stickers, that is where Avos Hashem starts and that's where Avos Hashem ends. Because what does Avos Hashem mean? Let us learn a Lashon Achinuch. I will say the Chinuch as much as I can remember it, but remember to look up the Chinuch inside. Mitzvah Tov Yud Ches. Noheget B'chol Zman. It's noheg this mitzvah at all points and time. Not only in the medieval times, it's noheg in 2006 also. B'chol Mokim. It's not noheg only in Eretz Yisrael. It's not noheg. It's noheg b'chol Mokim. Wherever a Yid finds himself, whether it be some far land where nobody's around, b'chol Mokim. B'scharim u'b'nikeves. And doesn't say from 25, not from 30, not from 40, from 13 and a day for a zohar, from 12 and a day from an ekeva. The mitzvah of Avos Hashem. How are you over the mitzvah of Ahavta? How do you transgress the mitzvah of Ahavta? Says in Chinuch, Ha'oisek b'tanugei ha'olam. If somebody goes and is oisek b'tanugei ha'olam, he enjoys this world. Shaloi l'shem shamayim. Rabbeinu shaloylam, we would have to chalish when we hear such a Chinuch. Ha'oisek b'tanugei ha'olam shaloi l'shem shamayim. There is nobody that's ready to go to Yom HaDin and give din v'cheshvin on this. And the Chinuch says he is mevatel the mitzvahs eser of Ahavta. The Oinshei Godoil. That's the Lashon HaChinuch. The mitzvah of Ahavta, which exists 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How are you over the Ahavta? How do you trample on the Ahavta? If somebody is Oisek B'tanugei Ha'olam, Shaloi L'shem Shamayim. Is there ever been a generation that has taken this Vahavta and trampled it as much as the American way of life has trampled Vahavta, running after Tanugei Azman, creating more and more Tanugim, they have Hechsherim, more and more Tanugim, trying to look for more ways that I can make, not Kaddish Atzma B'Mutalach, not Tehene Yosef B'Mutalach, how I can find more Mutalim, more Tanugim within the guidelines, so say, of Torah. How can it be? There's a mitzvah of Ahavta, and the Chinuch says, Oin Shai Godoil, we are 24 hours for Yom HaDin, Mi Yom HaZechisi Libi Tahati Mechatosi, our one mitzvah Eser, which we have to do, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Ahavta Hashem Alekecha, to have Ahavta Hashem, and not to be Oisik in Tanuge Elamazer, Shalei L'Shem Shamayim. So that is why, because the Shutfis doesn't exist. That is why the Shutvis doesn't exist, because we are Oisik in Tanuge Elamazeh Shalei L'shem Shamayim. That is something we have to take to heart before Yom HaDin. Because if we think we are ready for Yom HaDin, if we think we have what to go to Yom HaDin with, and we hear the Chinuch says, V'ein Shei Godel, the Einish is a terrible Einish for every Yid that doesn't do V'ahavta, that tramples on the V'ahavta, and we know that we have to listen to the Shofar and go away from the Chaya Hevel Varik, from the Hevelay Azman, as the Rambam calls it, and hear the Shofar to renew the Shutris of the Guf and the Neshama, and hear the Shofar's Keiches, the Koyach HaChochma, the Koyach HaEmuna, and the Koyach HaTeira. And with those three, we will make the Shutris, and we'll hear the Chochma of the Shofar to know how to make Pesher Dover, for how to know to coexist the Guf and the Neshama, that the Iker should be Chaya Nefesh and not Chaya Guf. That is what we have to start anew on Rosh Hashanah. And if we will be makabel to start Vahavta, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will be Becher Ba'amei Yisrael Vahavta, but Mida Kineged Mida for the Vahavta, the Eivish will be Becher Ba'amei Yisrael Ba'ahava. Ahavas Hashem causes a Ahavas Klal Yisrael. Ahavas Hashem causes that the Rebbeinu Shalom should show Ahava to us, and will reciprocate with Ahava, will reciprocate to us with a Meredik Ahavas Hashem, and will reciprocate with Ahavas Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbeinu Shalom bring